From Monday, Woolworths will be encouraging their customers in New South Wales and the ACT to wear face coverings to lower the risk of COVID spreading in the community. Stores in Queensland's hotspots will also adopt the policy. The company wants customers and patrons at its other businesses, Dan Murphy's, Big W, BWS and ALH Hotels, to wear masks or coverings as well. Woolworths' chief executive is Brad Banducci. Mr. Banducci, thanks for talking to AM. Why are you asking your customers to do this?
Look, what we're doing is strongly encouraging our team in particular, but also our customers to adhere to all aspects of COVID safe. But with the focus is on encouraging our team to wear masks. It's only one aspect. We have had masks in store available for our team since late March. Just given where things are at, we feel we need to role model what is the right behaviour and try and be COVID safe in everything we do. And masks are a very visual reminder to us that we need to continue to be cautious.
Have you sought the Chief Medical Officer's opinion on this, or does Woolworths have its own health advice?
We have. We follow all the national and state-based medical advice, and we do have our own medical advisory board. We are clear that this is, it is strongly encouraged are the key words we have, and they are really mainly focused at our own team, but also for customers. And so, absolutely, there's no way we would move without taking the right advice.
And if customers don't, I know that you're using the words encouraged.
Customers have the choice. If they don't, then that's fine. They are welcome in our stores. So we'd ask them, of course, to try and adhere to the other aspects of being COVID safe, whether it's using our dispensers at the front of store to wash their hands, to keep the social distancing of the 1.5 metres in the store. As I say, there are many aspects of being COVID safe, of which masks are but one of them. And they have the option of ideally thinking about masks, but if not, at least adhering to the other aspects of COVID safe.
How do you think this policy will go down at your hotels? We've seen some videos this week of people being quite aggressive with staff over the issue of masks. Add in alcohol and that could easily turn nasty and dangerous.
Look, what we're trying to do is make it actually acceptable and just part of day-to-day life wearing masks, and it should not be seen as an exception. It just should be seen as part of the fabric of how we need to adjust to the world we live in. So it's very important for us to try and socialise and make it socially acceptable. In truth, inside all of our venues, whether it's our LH or anywhere else, 99% of our customers have been fantastic and supportive of all of the different COVID-safe policies we've implemented. It is just that small exception that you get every once in a while, and it's not acceptable for customers to put our team at risk, and we're very clear on that.
You're leading by example, are you?
I am trying to, Sabra, yes, whether in my personal life or in my professional life. And I think that's the key. We've had a lot of these policies, as I say, since March, but we need to be continually vigilant and adhere to the policies. The policies have served us well so far, but it's so easy to lapse. And this is part of me reminding myself of what I need to do to role model being COVID safe.
Some of your stores have been affected by COVID cases. What's your view about paying people pandemic leave if they're unwell or they're forced to isolate due to close contacts?
We have a policy of supporting our team in those instances, absolutely. So there is access to additional leave, COVID leave, for our team members who are impacted. And we also have a similar mechanic for our casual team members. What we are clear on, again, if I go back to COVID safe, is if our team feel sick or worried that they may have some symptoms of COVID, we strongly encourage them to stay home. And we will support them in that instance. The real risk for us is a team member feeling they need to come to work and putting everyone at risk in that situation. So we have got policies in place. We'll continue to adjust them as we go. But it is a very important issue.
Woolworths continues to perform quite well while other businesses are struggling with the pandemic restrictions. How worried are you about the length of the recession and the ability of small and medium-sized businesses to survive this downturn?
Look, I can't comment on everyone else's business. Obviously, to your point, our ALH venues in Victoria are actually shut right now, so we can understand the ramifications that had impacts other businesses. But we are very worried, as I'm sure everyone is, for our customers and how they make ends meet and how we provide affordable value to them is our real focus. And So, that's where we focused.
Mr. Banducci, thanks for talking to AM.
It's a pleasure.
And that's Brad Banducci, Woolworths Chief Executive.